FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Opposition political parties have accused President Cyril Ramaphosa of recycling old promises in his State of the Nation address.
He's not the man who follows through what he committed during the State of the Nation address.
Ramaphosa delivered the sauna in Cape Town last night, where he announced, among other things, plans to rehabilitate the country's roads and modernize ports and airports under a 940 billion rand infrastructure plan over the next 3 years. EFF leader Julius Malema says he's not convinced it'll work.
He has spoken about giving the disaster there in KZN 1 billion. Those houses are still not built. So whatever 900 million is talking about, you must know that it's just passing time.
Umkhonto we parties and Nhlamulo Ndlela has rejected the idea.
Give me one project, infrastructure project, that has actually had proper traction in this country, that Cyril can demonstrate jobs. None. 62% of our youth are unemployed. Yet he talks about a mobile platform, you know, to youth that don't even have, some of them cell phones, let alone data. What is the cost of data to even access that job in the first place?
Ramaphosa says government's preparing for the implementation of the National Health Insurance Scheme.
This includes developing the first phase of a single electronic health record system, the preparatory work to establish the ministerial advisory committees on the health technologies and healthcare benefits and an accreditation framework for health service providers.
All parties in the Government of National Unity say the sauna was a practical and clear statement to the nation. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says any outstanding concerns around the NHI strategy will be addressed.
There can never be a deal that reverses NHI. The Advisory Council will deal with the matters that they raise in terms of implementation, particularly the question of the medical aid.
The Democratic Alliance, which has previously criticized the sauna for lacking substance, says its submissions were reflected in the final address. Party leader and Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen.
We've only got 4 years left as the GNU to be able to really demonstrate to South Africans that we've created jobs, grown the economy and invested in infrastructure that's going to lead to economic development and to beat poverty and reduce the cost of living. So I think there's a greater urgency that's required, and certainly as ministers now, it's going to be up to us to go out and unpack how we're going to get to these things.
Let's get in some local news now. KZN police are searching for two robbers wanted for murder and attempted murder charges after a home invasion in Chatsworth, south of Durban. A 42-year-old man was killed and another man in his late 50s was wounded at the Silver Glen Road property yesterday. Provincial police spokesperson Robert Netchwender says they were wearing balaclavas.
It is reported that in the early hours of the morning, the family was sleeping when they heard the bedroom door open and was awakened by two armed men who were wearing masks. The suspects reportedly assaulted and robbed the two victims of their cell phones, jewelry and other electronic appliances before moving them into a separate room where they shot them.
Durban and Richards Bay going up to a high of 27 degrees today. Maritzburg 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Wallabies are in the market for a new coach. The Sunrisers Eastern Cape through to their third Betway SA20 final. And Liverpool through to their first final of the Arno Schlott era.